This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Again, hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. Again, that's HamiltonTel.com. So, this last segment's a little bit of a quick hitter, so this will roll over into hour two. And then once we conclude the discussion on this and what we believe we can take away from years three at Temple Baylor and how that might or might not equate to year three at Nebraska and the year three potential jump under Matt Rhule, we will then dive into the national expectations, hype, and or lack thereof surrounding Dylan Raiola and maybe just kind of Nebraska as a whole. I feel like Joel Klatt's kind of a guy that's always on board, but maybe not some other folks. Again, personally, I just want to go earn it more so than anything, but it's intriguing to me because if you compare G.J. Lagway's stats, and he didn't start the whole year, all right, Dylan Raiola's stats from last year actually kind of blow him out of the water, but we will get to that in hour two. So some of the questions heading into year three, as you look at year three at Temple, year three at Baylor, compare him to what may or may not happen year three under Matt Rhule at Nebraska, returning experience. How does Nebraska's returning experience compare to what Temple brought back in 2015 and Baylor brought back in 2019? Number two, transfers. In the era of the transfer portal, how can Nebraska utilize transfer portal players to fill in perceived holes and or question marks currently on the roster? Also, where else do the programs match up? Were there similarities from years one and two at Temple and Baylor that we can apply to 2023 and 2024 in Lincoln? And if so, what did it mean for year three? All right. So when it comes to returning experience, college football obviously is a lot different than it was. I mean, good Lord, even than 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and 5 years ago. Ever since 2020 happened, it's just been insanity everywhere. We look around college football. Again, I do believe that there's hope to be that the wild, wild west will be reined in, hopefully sooner rather than later. But you look at this, all right. Let's see. In 2013, 2014, like I mentioned, Rhule and his staff, they were able to develop a lot of young players, take their lumps early on, develop them, let them grow, learn. And then by year three, year four at Temple, they were incredibly improved and made those aforementioned year three jumps. All right, going into 2015, 96.8% of the total passing yards from Temple's previous season in the quarterback room returned. Now, Dylan Raiola is back from a year ago. Okay, so we've obviously got the returning quarterback. As far as rushing yards, nearly 80% of all the offensive line starters returned.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
As far as guys who were there for the amount of rushing yards that were produced the previous season, amount of offensive line starters that returned on defense, there was a lot of people coming back. The defensive line returned almost 90%, just under 90%. The defensive backs just over 85% of their experience returned. The linebackers was 97% of their experience returned. Okay, across the offense and defense, there weren't a whole lot of question marks. Wide receivers, maybe a little bit. Okay, they still brought back 2/3 of the guys in their experience there. Now, when you compare that to Nebraska, it is better than what Nebraska brings back right now, but maybe this is a day and age where college football being a little bit different and the transfer portal, those players that are coming in, okay, Dane, Key, Hunter, all those guys, obviously Barney's back. Those guys are, I don't want to say they're almost being treated like returning starters, but they started where they were at, so they have starting experience. So I almost kind of view them similarly, even though Nebraska is not going to be credited with that. Now, it's not the exact same thing when you're not coming back to the exact same place, but but they have that starting experience, and they were brought in due to the expectations of this upcoming season. So even though the amount of returning starting experience directly connected to Nebraska from a year ago going into this season is not the exact same, I don't think the numbers are 100% going to tell you the truth, because the transfer portal did not exist the way that it did at Baylor and Temple. They purely went off guys coming back from their own roster. You can take guys from your own roster plus the transfer portal now. And while they're not direct returning experience, I kind of put them in that pool at least a little bit. Now, you never know what's actually going to happen, a la Jamal Banks, et cetera, from a year ago. But these numbers aren't 100% accurate. All right. Let's see. Nebraska brings back in all but two categories, passing yards, where the Huskers bring back 100% of their quarterback's passing yards, and defensive backs, where 88% of the DB tackles returned from a year ago. There are more question marks when you go to as far as returning experience and other position groups on the offense and the defense. Do we got to hit the break, Jake?
Yeah.
Okay. Soon, yeah. It's a good thing we didn't try to do this in 3 minutes on Monday, because we are going to kick off the top of the hour with more of a dive into this, and then we will get into Dylan and the expectations nationally for some of the other players on the team. Does what I'm saying here make sense so far anyways?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'm keeping up. It's kind of interesting. I did want to point this out as you're talking about returning starters, though, too, because I've been doing these Big Ten previews. Everybody has like four starters on each side of the ball. College football, the returning starters number is less important than it was in the past, because there's a lot of returning starts from elsewhere, as we know in the transfer portal era.
Perfectly stated. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. Hour two of the Adam Carriker Show when we come back.